Hello, it's the 9th of February, 2019, and today we have the 10 of Cups, 3 of Coins, and 9 of Swords. The C word. No, not that. I actually really like that word in context, like coming from a pissed off or pissed up cab driver in London traffic. No, today it is commitments or contracts. In the past position is the idyllic, dreamy 10 of Cups, the maximum of the suit of emotion. Cups, also known as hearts, in deep water. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. It has the rather Victorian nickname of the happily ever after card, just so you know. Two arms reach in from opposite sides of the frame to raise a single gold cup high, catching a rainbow arching down from the blue sky. Why, it's a wee pot of gold! These are the luckiest people in the world, and they know it. That's important, because here's another C word for you. Complicated. Must you make it so? The industrious three of coins, Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus, is in the present position, and we see a blueprint or contract being discussed or negotiated between three humans in a church that they all had a hand in building, from the architect's plans to the artisan's construction to the commissioner of the work. And it is a great work, all stone and stained glass, built to last. They agree the terms have been met on all sides, and everyone has had an equal hand in the magnificent accomplishment. These three humans on the three of coins are all in vastly different tax brackets, as I'd like to say, but not on this card. The stained glass guy, or craftsman, or on the Russian deck, a musician. The bishop or cardinal, or on the Russian deck, simply the man with the ring of keys who obviously owns the place, and the architect. There is no third human on the Russian card, and there is only one human on the Morgan Greer card of the Three of Coins, the blue-collar, hands-on artisan who is left working after hours in the waning light of the stained glass window. This is the card of collaboration. This could not have been built by any of the one humans alone. Motivations may differ, but all three profit from the work. Coins are money. One thing is obvious, someone's motivations for taking on these sometimes complicated contracts and commitments is doing it for home and family, or at least their concept of their future home and family. A lot of people have no idea what happiness is, but that's the goal here, and none nobler. You are lucky to have known the happiness and love you have known. Why, then, do we have the stay up all night and worry card in the future position, the dreaded insomniac of the minor arcana, the Nine of Swords, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius? This to me is just plain old worry about work, also known as when will the next job come, or you may have been offered a contract with people you don't really want to work with and can see a whole lot more sleepless nights ahead of you should you commit to this. The one good thing we can say about this card, though, is that in the future position, we can check ourselves, which is the point. This is a self-created, inflamed energy, all kinds of dark thoughts and potential painful scenarios, and you just can't stop thinking about all the things that can go wrong. The Morgan Greer card shows a pair of wrists tied up with rope, suggesting a fear of something binding. We long for and are inspired by a situation we had in the past with family or another deep relationship, even if it was only a dream or a vision in the past. It's what's motivating you now. Almost made it. Is the architect building for his legacy? Is the bishop building for his God? Is the craftsman working to feed his family? It's not like they all hang out after hours. Why am I doing this again? There you go. Almost made it. Almost made it. Have a good one. Bye.